7:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. First, I want to say that I have so many people wrangling with me over the zipper merge thing, and I love that. I do. I love that. I love that we have such sharp, articulate people who want to argue about something and think through these things. I love that so much. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He joins us every Friday at this time to tell us what's going on the beach. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. I'm out here. We got blue skies, cumulus clouds spotting the horizon, and it's lots of sunshine. So it's a beautiful Friday morning.
I think, are we looking at green flags probably this weekend? Looks like the surf's pretty low. Is it, am I right?
You're correct. So it's, you know, a good possibility to be green flags. It's fairly flat out here. We got a little onshore wind with the sea breeze that comes in with sunrise. So, but the wind will drop down, and just be aware, you know, there's lightning. If there's lightning in the area, please, when thunder roars, go indoors. And we did that a couple of weeks ago. Our lifeguard tower at Park East was struck by lightning.
Oh, wow.
Lifeguards were not in it. That's why when we see lightning anywhere in the area, you know, we'll get out of the towers and get in our trucks with the windows rolled up.
Any damage to it, or is it? I figured they're kind of designed to handle this.
Well, it was minor damage, you know, and our public works team out here did a great job of fixing it, you know, right away. So it's nothing really significant, but just, you know, it hits home, you know, that lightning strikes out here is number one killer, you know, and it's a big killer of people in Florida that aren't aware of it.
Wow.
Just, you know, kind of pass it off. But no, we're looking to have a great weekend. It was really crowded out here last Saturday and Sunday, and a lot of our lifeguards are coming back from schools. A few of them go out of town to school, and they're back in, ready to work for the season.
Yeah, school's going to be out this week, and you know we saw record traffic over the weekend, 24,500 cars on Saturday. And one thing, you know, I know you always like to remind people, and that, you know, just that, look, hot people drink. Stay hydrated. Don't do dumb things. Be sure that you watch yourself. And, you know, just because it's hot and green flags doesn't mean everything is safe. There's still things that can go very wrong. And you don't want to wind up in the care of the lifeguards,
right? It's just a measure of, yeah. Yeah, the flag is just a measure of risk. It doesn't guarantee your safety. I had to tell someone, someone saw a couple sharks in the water and a few stingrays and thinks we should put the purple flag out for dangerous marine life. Well, the purple flag is basically for marine pests like jellyfish. And yes, there are sharks in the water. There are sharks in the water, but I mean, they're always there. And it's just one of the risks that you have to measure when you go into the Gulf of Mexico.
I like that. Purple flags for the pests. That makes sense. Yeah. Cause I mean, it is the shark's home, you know, it's their home, not ours. So, Dave Greenwood, always good information, sir. I always appreciate what you do for keeping our beaches safe for the visitors and for the locals. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. We'll talk to you next weekend. Have a great week, sir.
You as well, Andrew. Look forward to next Friday.
You bet.